Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Meta has launched a significant update to its AI platform. Meta.ai, now powered by the open source Llama 3 large language model, this upgrade introduces broader functionality and interaction across Meta's products, including Instagram, Messenger, Facebook feeds, and WhatsApp, along with a new dedicated web portal. That and many, many more stories tonight. You're listening to Geek News Central, episode 1738, coming to you this Thursday, April 18th. I'm your host, Todd Cochran. A big shout out to our primary sponsor at GoDaddy.com. Grab their deals at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. And to all our awesome listeners, you're the real MVPs. Contribute your time, talent, or treasure at GeekNewsCentral.com/insider. By becoming a GNC Insider. We're live and lit with a modern podcast app from podcastapps.com. Join the value for value movement by downloading and using a modern podcast app. Of course, you can dive into our digital hub at geeknesscentral.com. Don't forget to check out our partner shows all linked up. Of course, get on board and don't forget to follow or subscribe via your favorite modern podcast app. Sign up for the newsletter, follow the show, all there at geeknewscentral.com. Of course, join the chat room at geeknews.chat. And if you have feedback on today's show, it's real, real easy. geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com, or at geeknews on X. Of course, you can find me on Facebook, no sweat whatsoever. And again, a massive salute to GoDaddy, the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast. We want to thank them for being a longtime sponsor. Thank them for supporting the show. Thank them for allowing us to do what we do. And to keep my small independent team online, you can step up today. And we're getting towards the end of the reporting month, the way it goes. And I definitely appreciate it if you just take 5 minutes, 5 minutes out of your busy, busy schedule and go over to geeknesscentral.com/GoDaddy. And look at the offerings, whether it be $11.99 for a new domain name, $6.99 a month economy hosting. Again, $6.99 a month economy hosting with a free domain, professional email, and an SL certificate for the first year. Of course, there's also the $12.99 a month managed WordPress hosting. Yes, managed WordPress hosting with a free domain, professional email, and again, an SSL certificate for the first year. You can always try a free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal business and business plus plans. That's a 1 month free trial. Again, all these codes can be found at geeknesscentral.com/GoDaddy. And I truly do appreciate your support. You will always find the best savings we can offer on these non-expiring deals. And unlike a big corporate discount site that hides the codes and tracks your every click, we're supporting a small business. Again, a very small business here. So we want to thank you for doing this. Now, we want you to grab one of these codes, okay? Grab one of these codes and get connected, save some money. And again, we want to thank GoDaddy here for being a longtime sponsor of the Geek & Central podcast. Hope everyone's doing well. Hope your week has been good. I failed to do a little prep today, so on the next episode, we'll talk about the insiders. We'll talk about some stuff that has come in, but I didn't get into PayPal before we launched the show today, so I apologize on that. But big things going on here in the studio tomorrow. Tomorrow we make the upgrade. We make the Unify by Ubiquiti upgrade in the studio. And the gear's here. I think I've got all the few additional cables I need. I just got to pull some cables back, and some of that's going to be a little bit fun, I think. So we'll see how that goes. Going to make a mess of things for sure. Got my toolbox here, everything I need. But one thing I don't have here is a ladder and a drill. So we'll bring those into the office tomorrow morning. And after we get done with the Raw Voice Blueberry podcasting duties at noon, and then I'll start in on the upgrade. Should be a lot of fun. And we'll see how it goes, per se. But anyway, just hope you're all doing well. Lots happening here. I'll be honest with you. This week was it's always busy at the company. Don't get me wrong. You know, we work at full speed with a small number of team members, and it was meeting week, planning week, JIRA, sprint planning, you name it, just about anything that you can imagine, and trying to keep ahead of my development team, which is on this rocket ship, and looking back and tweaking things and making small changes here and there, and it's fun. I live and breathe it. But anyway, full week here next week. Again, full week of shows next week. And then a week, let's see here. On May, not May. Let me look at the calendar here. On May 2nd, there'll be no show. No, there'll be three shows in a row. There'll be no podcast. And then I'm sure I am going to be just absolutely slammed. Now, I'm going to London too, so it's going to be like a ping pong. May is going to be an interesting month, and I won't be able to do all the normal episodes that I normally do, just because of two big events happening and additional travel and so forth that we talked about on the last show. All right, let's go ahead and get in the stack of stuff. And boy, this big announcement here by Meta today. And what really triggered me that it was coming was I got in the car this morning. I started the car. The Apple Play screen loaded up. And the first thing I saw was a podcast that I follow that covers a lot of this news and information. Zuckerberg was doing an interview, and he very rarely does interviews. But I'm really just in the... The thing I was blown away the most about, and to be honest with you, the language models are just going to get better, but the image creation piece of this was quite intriguing to me. And I'm going to put up a screen for those of you that are watching. And what I prompted was a major company has launched an update to its AI platform. And what I see is a robot looking at a computer screen with pictures and a MacBook. It's kind of an interesting image, but, you know, this ability to update on the fly, and you just type in any text and the image, I went to caps already, and the image will update. Do not put any text in the image to see if that removes it. It didn't. But again, it just being able to, the image is updating on the fly. And, let's see, show me a elephant drinking beer. Let's see if we can do that. So, you know, it's just, okay, very stupid picture. But so show me an elephant with its... I'm just doing this on the fly here. Baby walking in Antarctica. Just a completely unrealistic, but here it is. You know, here's the image. And for those of you that are watching, this is incredible. And it just updates the image on the fly. And I'm a little bit blown away. And again, this is just fun stuff. Who knows what it's going to come up with? But they said most of the, like Google said, hey, you don't probably need to have a prompt more than 9 or 10. And when I was testing some stuff earlier with this prompting with Meta's new tool, I probably got to about 50 characters and the image wasn't changing too much. So it's this image generation thing as well. Now, they do market as AI generated, which is pretty doggone awesome. Now, you can see that what they've done is down in the corner, there's a little logo down there that basically indicates that it was made with AI. It's what the symbol is to show that it has been. But I'm sure people will be trying to take that out. Maybe it's embedded in the pixel data. I don't know. But there we go. Hey, a big thing here, and you know, and I don't normally use strong language here, but there's a saying, F around and find out. You know, Google said it took action against disruptive behavior in firing 28 workers who protested the Israeli government cloud contract. And but the employees call it a flagrant act of retaliation. Well, let me just share what Google shared. Behavior like this has no place in our workplace, and we will not tolerate. It clearly violates multiple policies that all employees must adhere to, including our code of conduct, policy on harassment, discrimination, retaliation, standard codes of conduct, and workplace concerns. And here is what they did. They took over a bunch of executives' offices, and they actually vandalized it as well. Some of the fired workers were forcibly removed after occupying the office of Google Cloud CEO Thomas Kurian, global head of global security Chris Rakow. The company said, we'll not tolerate such incidences. If you're one of the few who are tempted to think we're going to overlook conduct that violates our policies, think again, he told employees in a letter. The company takes this extremely seriously, and we will continue to apply our longstanding policy to take action against disruptive behavior, up to and including termination. So, 28 people fired. Fired for cause. No, you don't get no unemployment. You don't get any type of plan. Fired for cause. And employees can call it a flagrant act of retaliation regardless, but you do not do this. You do not do this. So there it is. And off they go to the go look for a new job. Imagine having to put on your resume, who is your private employer? Google. Oh, why did you leave Google? Quiet, right? What are you going to say? This is what happens. So, there we go. United Nations is investigating a ransomware attack involving data theft. In a statement, the organization said that attack targeted local IT infrastructure in UN City, the Copenhagen-based complex that houses nearly a dozen UN agencies. The UNDP said it learned on March 27 that data extortion actor had stolen data which included certain human resources and procurement information. So they're conducting a thorough investigation. Again, more this is just going to be ongoing attacks, ongoing manipulation, ongoing stealing of data. iOS 17 update lets you use AirPlay to stream movies and select hotels for the first time. I travel a lot, and, you know, oftentimes I will you know, the TVs will come up and they'll have Netflix or YouTube. And I never log into those devices. I always have a Fire TV with me that I can plug in if I can get to the back of the TV. But apparently, if you stay in an IHG, hotel and resorts, I think that includes Holiday Inn. I might be wrong. And if I got it wrong, I apologize. But you'll be able to stream services, including Apple TV, Disney, and Hulu, from your phone to their TV or entertainment systems. This will be available at select properties. It includes Kimpton Hotels and Restaurants, Hotel Indigo, Candlewood Suites, Intercontinental Hotel and Resorts. It covers more than 60 IHG hotels in North America, so not too many. But again, this integration where we can walk into some place and use our tools just like we're at home is going to be it's going to be fantastic. As covered on Geek News Central and also in PC World, a scraper is spying on 600 million Discord users and selling the data. Public accessible site is selling data on Discord users and their messages to anyone for as little as $5. So if you thought your messages were secure, a site calling itself SpyPet, run by a single anonymous creator, claims to be collecting data from the 14,000 Discord servers and more than 600 million users. With just over 4 billion messages indexed so far, the system they built scrapes the group messages inside the channels of Discord servers and makes note of which users are active across multiple servers. The data is then sold to whoever wants it, paying anonymously in chunks of cryptocurrency. Customers can search the database to find a single Discord user's activity across a range of servers, see the messages they post in open channels, and see whatever usernames and nicknames they're using across different services, as well as accounts connected to their Discord user account on other sites. Now, let me read this again. Customers can search the database to find a single Discord user's activity across a range of servers, see the messages they posted in open channels, and see whatever username and nicknames they're using across different servers, as well as accounts connected to their Discord user account on other sites. It can even show which users have been banned and allows its data to be downloaded in tables. To be clear, they aren't doing anything that isn't possible on a much larger scale by more complex methods, but they're making that illicit data available to anyone with a little bit of Bitcoin. One thing the system can't do is access private messages sent between individual users or group users outside of open channels. Even so, the privacy implications are staggering. In addition to gaming and general interest groups, Discord is often used as a direct customer service system for smaller companies and a place for marginalized people to communicate with a degree of anonymity and safety. The existence of SpyPet, possibly that, and the possibility anyone, including hacking groups, state-sponsored data collectors like law enforcement, could do the same, makes Discord feel a far less safe as a means of communication. A request removal link at the bottom of the page simply displays a meme. Oh. Why did they put that in there? That was weird. But anyway, use Discord? Curious, huh? Very, very curious. You thought your conversations were private. National Geographic celebrates Earth Month with new digital services. To celebrate Earth Month, National Geographic has announced the launch of Vibe Check X Nat Geo, a new four-part digital series featuring autonomous sensory meridian response, meditative videos, full of archival footage from the brand's natural history shows. So that'll be available via Earth Month. Hey, I do want to thank some boosts that have come in. I want to thank Darren. He says, love Ubiquiti Unify equipment. Have it at home and at church. 2,222 sats. Got a sat from Bob. He said, hey, Todd, so I'm only sending 200 sats this time because I think Fountain app might be broken. I've not earned sats for a couple of weeks now. I was wondering if there's anything has changed or if anyone else experienced the same problem. I'm still listening the same as Olive has. Is there anything I can check out? Thanks and take care, Bob. Bob in New Hampshire. Excuse me. Here's the dealio. They don't always give sats. There's a thing on their website that talks about if you're not earning sats. So go over to Fountain, Bob, and take a look. But I tell you what I will do is if you send me your Fountain address or even Darren's, I will send you some sats to you can use with other, send to other podcasts. If you are a Fountain user, all you have to do is boost one time to the show. Let me know what your Fountain address is. I will send you sats to allow you to send some money to some other folks. I'm working with the Fountain team. We might be able to do some vouchers soon where you'll be able to claim a voucher and get some sats from me as well. So we'll see how that goes. Time, we're still working on it, I guess, is the best way to say it at this point. I want to thank Robert Nash for his 2,000 sats to help you get faster Wi-Fi, sir. Thank you so much. We need about 40,000 people to give me 2,000 sats there. I appreciate it. Had some good boosts there. Definitely appreciate the folks that have sent in boosts and a number of folks. Some folks are using Castomatic, Fountain. It's good to see folks are using a variety of apps now over at podcastapps.com and being involved in the value for value system. I love this. The folks that have taken advantage, and are implementing, and using some of these cool apps. NASA's going to send astronauts out to patch up a leaky ISS telescope, but it's not a leak. It's a light leak. Yes. The light of the sun. The telescope in question is the Neutron Star Interior Composition Explorer, which collects X-ray measurements. In May of 2023, scientists found that the instrument had developed a light leak in which unwanted sunlight enters the instrument during daytime observations. They tried to mitigate this, but they just have not been able to really completely fix it. So they're sending up parts. And some folks are going to have to go outside and do a repair. And it's going to come up on the Northrop Grumman resupply freighter later this year. So another spacewalk involved. In some areas across the United States, 9/11 has went offline. And some various cell services were out, while others say landlines were affected as well. Reports began coming in last night that 9/11 services were down across the states of Nebraska and South Dakota, with parts of Texas and Nevada, including the city of Las Vegas, experiencing downtime as well. T-Mobile and some landline stuff were affected. So that's something people rely on, and I'm sure they're going to investigate, figure out what has happened. Google is combining its Android and hardware teams, and it's all about AI. Again, Google is combining its Android and hardware teams under Rick Osterlaw, a new platform and devices team will be dedicated to bring AI to your phone, your TV, and everything else that runs Android. This is a huge change for Google, and it likely won't be the last one. There's only one reason. Again, it's AI. This is not a secret. He says consolidating teams helps us be able to do full stack innovation when that's necessary. He uses the example of the Pixel camera. You had to have deep knowledge of the hardware system from the sensor to all the layers of the software stack. And at the time, all the early HDR and ML models that were doing camera processing. And I think that hardware software integration really showed how AI could totally transform a user experience. So anyway. Teams will be combined. This has happened in a number of places and not to every place having great success. There's been consternation because sometimes these teams compete against each other for resources. Hey, I do want to mention on Monday, and I do apologize, my phone was going crazy. someone that I've known a long time ago was having an emergency and somehow thought I could fix it. So apologize for the distraction on the last episode. Google Photo Prep's collections tab and a new spring cleaning feature. So Google's doubling down on its decluttering effort. And I love this, that we can declutter. So photos are basically a dive into the latest Google Photos version shows the company's prepping a new hide clutter option, which involves GIFs, screenshots, and memes. So basically you can hide some of this junk that we, you know, I'm always doing screenshots and that kind of stuff that I don't necessarily need weeks later. And I always end up going back, delete, 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 delete. You know, how many of you have taken 25 pictures of the same shot because you want to make sure you got a good one and getting all that cleaned up? We create so much data now that our ancestors, when they go through this information, they're going to be like, why? Why did they take 10 shots? Why didn't the AI just pick the best one, right? if AI can help us, let's do the best family portrait. You know, one take. And you hold the camera and it says, okay, got everybody with eyes open and smiling. That's what we need, right? That's a usable AI feature. Google Maps update brings a useful tweak to Android Auto 3D building view. Now, this is interesting. Google Maps on Android received this beta that lets users sync their 3D building view on a phone with their Android Auto console. So sync only works before connecting to a vehicle. Okay, meaning users can toggle it on or off and the console will reflect that change. Okay, Google's rolled out the 3D building view on Android Auto for navigation purpose by default in February. I never connect my Android phone to Android Auto in my car, so I wasn't aware with this, but I like the 3D view. I really, really do. That's something I miss dearly, because when you're driving in a heavy city environment, sometimes you're kind of looking, or you say, okay, I think it's that building, or you can look before you go. I like that 3D look. Pixel's new satellite feature could show people where you are on Google Maps. And this is a new leak shows hints of location sharing feature on Maps. In other words, if you're standing beside a building and people can see, you can send them a satellite view of where you are physically, which, yeah, that's kind of fun. IT spending is set to top $5 trillion this year for the first time, and I'm not surprised. The amount of money of execution in Gen AI is just, you know, I'm hearing of some Fortune 500 companies that are spending $300-400 million on AI solutions. That's, to me, is just insane. I think about just a little bit of dev time that we put into our system, and you know, I probably, if I just look at dev time alone, I'll probably invest $100,000 to $200,000 this year in company resources for our AI stuff. So, you know, we're just a little tiny company. So I guess it makes sense, right? Over at itsecurityguru.org, and I think this is the first time we've actually covered this site, police have apprehended a global cyber gang implicated in a large-scale fraud. The Met Police, along with a host of other global law enforcement agents, dismantled a criminal gang that used tech services to facilitate fraudulent text messages, leading theft from victims. The scam primarily targeted younger individuals familiar with the internet. The tech service lab host aided scammers in sending deceptive messages and directing victims to fake websites, resembling legitimate online payment or shopping services. The criminals obtain identity information, including card numbers, PIN codes, resulting in significant financial loss, though the exact amount of stolen remains unknown. They think it's somewhere north of like $2 million. And 38 people have been rolled up in that event, have been arrested globally. Now, imagine you're sitting at the office. Boss comes in. He says, hey, things are rough. We're going to a 6-day work week, mandatory. And I don't want to hear nothing about complaints. You're going to work 6 days a week. Samsung has shifted executives to a 6-day work week to inject a sense of crisis. Now, if the executives are at work, knowing the culture, I can absolutely guarantee you non-exec employees are going to be there as well. This new policy comes off the back of Samsung's disappointing financial results last year, alongside wider economic concerns like rising borrowing costs and oil prices and a rapid depreciation of the Korean currency. Considering the performance of our major units, including Samsung Electric Company, fell short of expectations, we are inducing the six-day work week for executives to inject a sense of crisis and make an all-out effort to overcome this. Well, executives from other divisions in Samsung have already been voluntary working 6 days a week since the start of the year. The Korean Economic Daily executives from other Samsung's affiliates like Samsung Electric, Samsung SDI, and Samsung SDS will now be expected to work an extra day. Employees under the executive level are not expected to follow suit. I don't believe that at all. They're not expected, but I can absolutely guarantee they're probably in there. I can't imagine them not being in there working. Just knowing the atmosphere of Asian work ethics. Lots of Android news today. The Google Pixel 9 could get enhanced on device AI. And of course, it's going to have more AI built into it. All right, we're not even going to, moving on. That's dumb. We know that. But an interesting report reveals healthcare industry is disillusioned in its preparedness for cyber attacks. Kroll, the leading independent provider of global risk and financial advisory solutions, released the State of Cyber Defense Diagnosing Cyber Threats in Healthcare report, exposing healthcare industry's disillusionment in the terms of cyber maturity. The research reveals that over 26% of healthcare businesses have immature cybersecurity processes, yet nearly 50% believe their processes are very mature. Despite this high sense of confidence, only 3% of healthcare organizations surveyed actually have mature cyber processes in place. We'll talk about a case of that near the end of the show. The story becomes more interesting when looking at where healthcare organizations are sourcing their cybersecurity. Healthcare organizations are 65% less likely to fully outsource their cybersecurity services than the average organization. However, of the healthcare respondents who currently manage all their cybersecurity services in-house, 62% confirm they have plans to outsource in the next 12 months. Outsource managed security could help the healthcare industry close the self-diagnosis gap and better protect themselves in the future. So if you work in healthcare, one of the services that needs the most protection for all of our data, all of our healthcare data, you're slacking. And we got a story about another healthcare company that's slacking. A PC maker is offering a potential fix for crashing Intel CPUs. Falcon Northwest, never heard of them, is offering some advice to help those impacted by the unstable core i9 CPUs. Boutique PC maker Falcon Northwest on Wednesday night offered a potential stopgap fix to address reported random instability issues with some Intel 13th and 14th gen Intel Core CPUs, such as the i7-14700K and the Core i9-13900K chipsets. So here's the thing. If you have this issue, if you're a gamer and you have one of these two chips in, Intel is, I'm hearing, replacing chips. Pain in the butt. But Falcon basically gave some BIOS instructions. So we'll see. But if any of you are having this issue, and again, this is a known issue, known report since about January, just be aware. Hey, this next one is really kind of got my, I'm an aviation kind of guy. But the U.S. Air Force has confirmed its first successful AI dogfight. Now, when I read that, I was like, oh. In an update on Thursday, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA, revealed that an AI-controlled jet successfully faced a human pilot during an in-air dogfight test carried out last year. Apparently, human pilots were on board the X-62A with the controls to disable the AI system, but DARPA said the pilots didn't need to use a safety switch. The X-62 went against an F-16 controlled solely by a human pilot, where both aircraft demonstrated high aspect nose-to-nose engagements and got as close as 2,000 feet at 1,200 miles per hour. So basically, they passed each other. DARPA doesn't say which aircraft won the dogfight. Now, I'm sure this was very controlled, but you have to start with baby steps. But just think about this for a second. We already know drones can be built in a way that they will pull more G's than the human body can handle. So if you think about this, if you have a drone fighter and you launch it off an aircraft carrier, and a guy sitting in a chair inside a control center, does a 20G turn, if the aircraft can support the G's, that would never, ever happen with a man in the seat. The 20G turn would pass that pilot out. So the agency conducted a total of 21 test flights so far and say the test will continue through 2024. So now, if you're thinking about the speed of light, you got a signal going to a satellite, going back down. And so there is some reaction time there. There's, playing with milliseconds and being able to, operate the aircraft. But if the AI is in there and a combination usage is going on where you have a pilot in control and an AI system helping you fight the fight, it's going to change everything, even in the military. Very, very cool. And big, big news, Microsoft and OpenAI will spend $100 billion to wean themselves off NVIDIA's GPUs. The companies are working on an audacious data center for AI they expected to be operational by 2028. I've heard about this. Now, Microsoft uses NVIDIA hardware for its Azure cloud infrastructure, while OpenAI uses NVIDIA GPUs for ChatGPT. However, the new data center will host an AI supercomputer codenamed Stargate, which may not include any NVIDIA hardware at all. The news of the company's plans to ditch NVIDIA hardware comes from a variety of sources. The report details a five-phase plan to advance the two companies' AI ambitions through the end of the decade, with the fifth phase being the so-called Stargate AI. How movies come to life, right? This computer is expected to be operational by 2028, reportedly outfitted with a future version of a Microsoft custom-made ARM Cobalt processor, may XPUs all connected by, fiber Ethernet. So we'll see. We'll see where this goes. $100 billion. Now, in outer space, Venus is leaking carbon and oxygen, and scientists aren't totally sure why. Observation of Venus taken with the BepiColombo Colombo space probe show that our cosmic neighbor is leaking significant amounts of carbon and oxygen from its atmosphere, and researchers really can't explain it. Well, how long has it been leaking? We have a magnetic field that protects our atmosphere, thank goodness. Venus does not possess its own stable magnetic field because its cooler interior cannot slosh around molten material. So, should not be surprised, but, how much is it leaking and why is there any left? Meanwhile, in Europe has given TikTok 24 hours to explain an addictive and toxic new app. It's called TikTok Lite, and offers the chance to complete challenging tasks and earn great rewards. Tasks including watching videos, liking content, or following other users. Rewards include Amazon vouchers, PayPal gift cards or TikTok in-app currency that can be used to tip other members. So TikTok Lite was launched a year ago in Asia, but debuted in France and Spain this month without much fanfare. It soon drew the attention of European commissioners for internal markets. Is this social media Lite as addictive and toxic as cigarettes? Well, anyway. So they have a law that is being used to compel TikTok to explain how it considers risk for its Lite app users. Dun, da, da, da. Reddit CPO talks. Is it CPO chief? What does that stand for? Not CEO, CPO. Reddit CPO talks new features, better translation, moderation, and dev tools. He says, I think the IPO was an important milestone, but we're just focused on building for our users, Reddit chief product officer Polybot told TechCrunch. Reddit's product roadmap includes faster loading times, more tools for moderators and developers, and an AI-powered language translation feature to bring Reddit to a more global audience. So if a user posts in French, an English-speaking Redditor could read the post in English and respond, and the French speaker could see the response in their own language and respond in kind. I think that's going to be a big part of a lot of this AI stuff that is forthcoming. So a little news from Reddit. Nothing's ear and ear earbuds with active noise cancellation are now available for pre-order. Nothing is revealed two new wireless earbuds. It's called the Ear, the more expensive model of the two with prices starting at $149, $129, a refinement of its older Ear 2. The Ear retains the brand's transparent design and looks very similar to the previous model, but it's powered by a new custom 11-millimeter dynamic driver and comes with a dual-chamber design that allows it to deliver clearer sound and compared to its predecessors. So I'm just a Shure. I use Shure in-ear head earbuds. Do you like just a plain Jane phone? Well, those who find modern smartphones too distracting for real life might be interested in the boring phone. A novelty flip phone based on HMD's Nokia's 2660 Flip. The boring phone was born out of a collaboration between Bodega and Heineken, yes, the beer company, and aims to provide a feature-light phone experience that builds itself without almost any feature, such as Wi-Fi, selfie camera, push notification, especially social media. Well, you know what? That phone's probably going to be very, very popular with drug dealers, nefarious characters, and so forth. What else here? Slack is rolling out its AI tools to all paying customers. I haven't seen it yet. I'm looking here. Is it in my Slack? I don't see any AI yet, but I'm sure in the next update it will come. And, where are they at? I don't know where they're at. Well, since that rolled out to everybody, not for me. DJI has a new backup battery and can power small appliances, charge your drone. The 1,000-watt-hour version costs $1,000 and weighs 29 pounds. Again, these are a dime a dozen now everywhere. I do like DJI's product line, so I'm sure it's going to be a nice device. But at a very, very, very expensive price line, like most of them. This is kind of this tells you where we're headed, folks, especially for diagnosis. And, you know, I'm actually think some of this is good. Nothing's going to replace an expert doctor, but sometimes maybe you need just a second opinion, and maybe GPT-4 will give you that. GPT-4 performed close to the level of expert doctors in eye assessment. It scored higher than unspecialized junior doctors and trainee ophthalmologists. So, in a study, researchers tested LLM with 87 multiple choice questions, 5 expert ophthalmologists, 3 trainee ophthalmologists, and 2 unspecialized junior doctors received the same mock exam. The questions came from a textbook for training trainees on everything from light sensitivity to lesions. The contents aren't publicly available, so the researchers believe LLMs couldn't have been trained on them previously. Well, who knows? ChatGPT equipped with GPT-4 and GPT-3.5 were given 3 chance to answer definitely or its response was marked as no. GPT scored higher than the trainees and junior doctors, getting 60 of the 87 questions right, while there was significantly higher than the junior doctors, an average of 37 correct answers. It just beat out the 3 trainees' average of 59.7. So this is going to, this AI stuff, you guys tired yet? This AI stuff is going to change everything. Meanwhile, 185,000 sensitive data are in the pits. That's a ransomware raid on Cherry Health. Michigan-based Cherry Health reported a data breach to regulators on Wednesday caused a ransomware attack back in 2023. Health insurance information, ID, patient ID number, provider name, service date, diagnose, treatment information, and prescription information, financial account information, and other social security numbers. Yes, your personal data is out there now that hackers have gotten a hold of it. And again, we had that article about healthcare not being very good on the security side. Well, it just proves a point, doesn't it? All right, as we're getting here close to the end of the show, don't leave. Your comments are always appreciated at geeknews@gmail.com. Follow me on X at geeknews. Follow us on Mastodon, or if you want to get on the Mastodon, if you want to get on geeknews.chat, create an account, let me know, and I'll approve you. Tell me what your username is. I hope that I'm bringing you a great show. And the numbers are going up, so it's obviously we're adding people, but you're all being awfully, awfully quiet. So any feedback you can give the old geek here would definitely be appreciated. Just a little bit of a shout out. Guess what it does? Makes me motivate. Even if it doesn't include money. Money helps. But again, if you're not an insider yet, please consider becoming one. GeekCentral.com/insider. It's been my pleasure to bring you the show today. Be back with you Monday for another edition of the Geek Central podcast. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.